Narendra Modi voiced his support for peace efforts in Ukraine during a phone conversation with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. The phone call between the Indian and Ukrainian leaders came 10 days after Modi's phone conversation with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, in which New Delhi said Modi spoke of the need for dialogue and diplomacy to end the conflict. All this as Ukrainian foreign minister has proposed a UN-moderated summit in February. Foreign companies have welcomed China's decision to end quarantine for travelers from abroad, but the move is not without its costs or its critics. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The news of further easing of restrictions was welcomed by foreign companies who see the move as an important step to revive slumping business activity. Business groups had warned China the strict quarantine measures was shifting business away from China because foreign executives were blocked from visiting. However, the abrupt U-turn by the government has left hospitals flooded with feverish, wheezing patients as the virus spreads. Architect Lu Haoming believes the easing of restrictions could have been handled better. Hospitals are full of people, and the emergency rooms are full of patients who are not being attended to. So this is a problem. The government should have done the job in a more meticulous way. I'm Karen Chamas.
Jailed former South Korean President Lee Myung-bak received a presidential pardon on Tuesday, cutting short his 17-year sentence on corruption charges, the justice minister said. The 81-year-old Lee is serving 17 years for bribery and embezzlement. He was charged in 2018. The former Hyundai CEO turned president was charged with 16 criminal allegations. You are listening to VOA News. On Tuesday, Israel's parliament passed controversial legislation paving the way for the return of veteran conservative Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister. Netanyahu will lead what analysts have said will be the most right-wing government in Israel's history. The legislation passed allows anyone convicted of offenses but not given custodial sentence to serve as minister. Before the law was passed, there had been uncertainty over whether Arya Dery, a key ally from the ultra-Orthodox Shas party, would be able to serve, as he had previously pled guilty to tax offenses. Pushback and condemnation against the Taliban's ban on women working at non-governmental organizations in Afghanistan continues to be strong. Ed Donahue has more.
Foreign aid groups are suspending operations in Afghanistan following a decision by the Taliban to ban women from working at international and local non-government organizations. The Taliban alleges women in groups like CARE, Save the Children, and Neil Turner's Norwegian Refugee Council weren't wearing the Islamic headscarf correctly.
We have complied with all cultural norms, and we simply can't work without our dedicated female staff.
Turner says the timing of this ban is very bad.
When the economy of Afghanistan is collapsing and we need women as part of the workforce to enable the economy to recover.
Women have also been banned from universities in Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue.
A massive holiday winter storm is now blamed for killing at least 50 people across 9 U.S. states. And more bad weather is moving into the West Coast, with more snow predicted for hard-hit western New York State. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
More than half of those killed were in the Buffalo, New York area, found in cars, homes, and snowbanks. Meanwhile, light snow continues today on top of the 4 feet that already fell.
Definitely was a historic event.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says the lake effect snow and drifting from winds makes it even worse.
The biggest impact is going to be the how it hinders the removal of the previous snowfall.
He says warm temperatures are moving in to help with snowmelt, but that could cause some flooding. Also, out west, rain and snow could cause problems.
There's always the side effects of the potential for flash flooding and mudslides.
I'm Julie Walker.
Taiwan will extend compulsory military service from 4 months to 1 year in 2024. The move comes as China ramps up military, diplomatic, and economic pressure on Taiwan. Beijing maintains its claim that Taiwan is part of China. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. I'm Steve Karish.
It's VOA 1.